USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are blocking the creation of a January 6 Capitol attack commission. The bill fell 6 votes short of the 60 needed to advance. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, noting the commission would have had input from both sides of the aisle.
It is a bipartisan commission. It is down a middle commission. There was significant Republican input by the Republican leader in the House and the ranking member of the Republican ranking member of the relevant committee.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz calling the proposed commission politically motivated. Lawyers for Christian Rivera, an illegal immigrant, will appeal after his conviction today in the death of Molly Tibbetts. Rivera found guilty of first-degree murder in her death. Defense Attorney Chad Freeze claiming investigators made several mistakes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The Indianapolis Motor Speedway will only be at 40% capacity for this year's Indy 500, but it's still set to be the largest crowd for a single event of its kind during the pandemic. NBC's Mike Tirico says fans are thrilled to be back. He tells the story of one man in particular who's grown accustomed to attending every year, but had to get creative when COVID pumped the brakes on everything last year.
One guy didn't want his streak to end, so he went back and watched the prior year's race, thought he could see a tree that would look into the track, went to the folks who own the house, he climbed up in their tree, and he was able to watch the race from there, so he kept his streak alive, and he'll be here back in his seats this year.
Jed Kolko, the chief economist for the employment website Indeed, found that job search activity rose in states that decided to opt out of the federal government's expanded unemployment benefits. Nearly two dozen states have announced they're ending the expanded unemployment benefits early. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The manhunt continues in California for a suspect accused of killing a toddler.
Last week, a six-year-old boy was shot and killed during an apparent road rage incident in Orange County, California, and the gunman remains at large. Hayden Leos was sitting in a booster seat in the back seat when he was struck by gunfire on the northbound 55 around 8:10 a.m. Pacific. Orange County DA Todd Spitzer on Fox News says they will move heaven and earth to find the culprits.
Let me make something very clear. I introduced myself to this male and female who were in that Volkswagen yesterday. It was my first public statement. And I said, my name's Todd Spitzer. I'm the district attorney of Orange County, California. I'm not the district attorney of L.A. County or the district attorney of San Francisco. You did your crime in the wrong county, and now you're going to have to face me. I am not one of these woke DAs who just looks the other way on these serious crimes and actually thinks that the shooter is a victim. These people killed a young person in cold blood.
Mr. Spitzer says they're looking for an unusual car for Southern California. It's a white Volkswagen that appears to look like a station wagon. It has a sunroof. A man and a woman were in the car at the time of the shooting. To report something or turn in dash cam video from the 55 freeway on Friday, May 21st, call 1-800-TEL-CHP. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.